Psalm 31, yesterday and today's psalm. What a good psalm. It's kind of in the theme. I've heard rejoice I don't know how many times already this morning, so we're right in the flow. Psalm 31, verse 7 from yesterday, I will be glad and rejoice in thy mercy, for thou hast considered my trouble, thou hast known my soul in adversities. Isn't that what we were just sharing about in the prayer requests? God has known our soul in the adversities, because that's when we really need him. In this psalm, in this whole psalm, David is really crying out to the Lord, because he's in adversity, and he talks about his adversity and the tormentors of his soul, and then he says how great God is, and then he goes back and complains more about what he's going through, and then again he says how great God is. But he says, in all of this, I will be glad and rejoice. Well, what do you think of when you think of the word glad? Happy, okay. Pleased. How much joy? Abundance. That's exactly what it is, because it says be glad, and that's kind of a nice word. Would you say that's a nice,
sure,
kind of a nice word? Well, that isn't what it really means. It means, in Hebrew, to spin around under the influence of a violent emotion, any emotion, right? To be glad, joyful, to be joyful. In other words, whoa! There's a lot more kick in that word than just glad, right? And so that's what David's saying. I'm going to be so glad in you. I'm going to be so excited about you, God, that I'm going to absolutely spin around, even though there are tormentors tormenting my soul. The world looks like it's going someplace in a handbasket, and nobody likes me, and I'm going to go eat worms. But in that, I'm going to spin around, and I'm going to think about you and really get excited about you. And then it says, not only will I be glad, I will rejoice. Again, in Hebrew, it means to brighten up. Amen. To brighten up, to be blithe or gleesome, to cheer up, to be merry or rejoice. I love it. That's what we need to do when the going gets tough. The tough need to rejoice, spin around, and be joyful. Amen. So, I went to the Message Bible to see, you know, he doesn't always translate everything right on. Maybe some people criticize that translation. Listen to this. He says, I'm leaping and singing in the circle of your love. How does that sound, huh? It sounds like spinning around and really getting into it, right? And he says, you saw my pain and you disarmed my tormentors. Later on in the psalm, in verse 21, it says, blessed God, his love is the wonder of the world. You bet it is. His love is the wonder of the world. And then in 23 and 24, he says, love God, all you saints. God takes care of all. What? Amen. But, and this is the bad part, and I almost left it out. And I thought, no, it's there. Just leave it in. But he pays back in full those arrogant enough to go it alone. Be brave, be strong, don't give up. Expect God to get here soon. Amen. And that's what we're going to do. Let's stand and let's say these three verses from our heart like we really mean it. Amen. Okay, we wait. I'm leaping and singing in the circle of your love. You saw my pain. You disarmed my tormentors. Bless God. His love is the wonder of the world. Love God, all you saints. God takes care of all who stay close to him. But he pays back in full those arrogant enough to go it alone. Be brave. Be strong. Don't give up. Expect God to get here soon. And that's exactly what we're doing. We're expecting God in every single circumstance, and we're leaping and singing in the circle of His love this morning as we worship Him. Ah, Lord God, You have made the heavens. Hallelujah!
Amen.
He is, He was, He is, and He always will be.
Amen.
Let's get wrapped up in the circle of His love this morning.
Amen.